Thank you so much for being part of today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio, and I'm very pleased to introduce all of you to Senator Ted Cruz, who is on the line calling us from Houston, Texas, on his way to Arizona. Senator, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Doug, good morning. It's great to be with you.
I really appreciate the accommodation that you and your team have made. You've worked very, very closely with us, and we greatly appreciate it. In this limited time that we have, let me ask you a little bit about something that I'm hearing a lot from. A lot of people are saying that we need a unifying ticket. We need something that can really bring the Republican Party together, bring the nation together. And I've heard some rumblings, especially out of conservative groups that have met and have pondered what that could be. That unifying ticket, could it be you and Carly Fiorina?
Well, I think Carly is fantastic, and she has been supporting me in the campaign. And in fact, Carly is going to be joining me tomorrow in Utah. We've got two big events, one in Draper, Utah at 10 a.m. and then one in Provo at 2 p.m. And Carly will be at both of those events with me. Also joining me will be Glenn Beck and Senator Mike Lee. And so there is no doubt that Republicans have to come together and have to unite. And in particular, this primary, I think, is a critical moment where Donald Trump obviously has a lot of momentum. He's in the lead right now, and I think the only way to beat him is for us to come together and unite as one. 60% of Republicans recognize that Donald Trump would be a disaster as nominee, that it would hand the general election to Hillary Clinton. And so, Doug, I'm encouraged because I think every day we're seeing more and more Republicans coming together and uniting behind our campaign, which is the only way we're going to beat Trump and then go on to beat Hillary in November.
It is interesting to look at not only yourself, but now Marco Rubio, who is out of the campaign, and even Governor Kasich, who all appear to be, yourself certainly included here, seem to be capable of beating Hillary Clinton in a myriad of polls and combinations of polls. But the one candidate on the Republican side that seems not to, in basically every poll that I have seen, beat Hillary Clinton right, is Donald Trump. That has to be a little frustrating to you, to Governor Kasich, and back a few weeks ago to Marco Rubio, too.
Well, you're right. If you look at the polling, that Donald Trump consistently loses to Hillary Clinton and often loses badly. The last poll I saw had him down 8 points to Hillary, because nearly 60% of Americans say they will not vote for Donald Trump. And that's not, you can't win a general election when two-thirds of the populace is adamantly opposed to you. It's one of the reasons why the mainstream media spends so much time focusing on Donald Trump, because I think the network execs want Trump to be the nominee. Remember, these guys are hardcore partisan Democrats. They are ready for Hillary. And Donald may be the only person on the face of the planet who Hillary Clinton could beat in a general election. But you know, I will give you some good news. You know, we started out with a very, very crowded field, 17 candidates, terrific, diverse. But the field has narrowed dramatically. And Donald benefited from a wide and diverse field because he's got a fairly high floor of about 20 to 25% that he seems to get no matter what. But he's got a relatively low ceiling of 35 to 40%. And so as long as there are multiple opponents to him, he benefits from the opposition being divided. But head-to-head, he loses, and he loses badly. And I'll tell you, you know, we saw on Tuesday when Marco Rubio stepped out. Marco is very, very talented, is a wonderful communicator. But what we've seen is the overwhelming majority of Marco's supporters coming to us because we are the only campaign that has beaten Donald Trump over and over and over again, 9 different times in 9 states across the country. And we're the only campaign that can beat Donald Trump. And I'll tell you, Utah on Tuesday is going to play a really pivotal role. We have got a significant lead in Utah. I'm encouraged where we are. But Utah is going to speak to the country and say, listen, given a head-to-head contest between Donald Trump and Cruz, we recognize Trump is not the right guy, and if we see Republicans in Utah continuing to unite behind us, Utah will have a national voice and a national megaphone on Tuesday.
Senator Cruz, you're absolutely right in the statistics, because for John Kasich, he would have to get 116%, which is obviously right, impossible, of the remaining votes. But you're at a rather ominous number, too, of 87. Is this going to end up being a brokered convention?
Well, it won't be a brokered convention in the sense that many in Washington want it. There's some in Washington that have fever dreams of a convention that's deadlocked, and then they get to parachute in their favorite candidate from Washington, an establishment character who hasn't even run. That's not going to happen. It's actually contrary to the rules. And if it did, it would be a disaster. I think the people would quite rightly revolt. You can't frustrate the will of the people. So the answer, if you want to beat Donald Trump, and I trust me, I very much want to beat Donald Trump, the only way to do it is to beat him at the ballot box, to do what we're doing, which is beat him in elections over and over and over again. And so you're right. We need to get an awful lot of the delegates to get to 1237 to win the nomination outright. Now, I would note that head-to-head, we're 13 points ahead of Donald Trump, and if we perform at that level, we will get the delegates we need to get 1237. The way the states allocate delegates, for example, Utah, if we get just over 50%, if we break 50%, we get 100% of the delegates from Utah. And so we still have a direct path to 1237 delegates. But there is a second scenario, and it's not a brokered convention, but it would be a contested convention where it's entirely possible that going into the convention, nobody has 1,237. Donald doesn't, I don't. But the two of us go in with a big, big chunk of delegates. We both have, say, 1,000 delegates each. And then the way it works is the convention decides between the two candidates who have amassed enough delegates to be credible. And in any scenario, John Kasich has no plausible path. And I'll tell you, in the state of Utah, the reality is straightforward. A vote for John Kasich is a vote for Donald Trump, because right now Kasich on the ballot is just dividing votes in the opposition to Donald Trump. And if Kasich manages to pull enough votes in Utah to pull me below 50%, the effect of John Kasich will be giving Donald Trump 20 more delegates, which I think would be a big, big mistake. And so if you want to stop Donald Trump, there is only one campaign and only one candidate who has done so repeatedly and who has any plausible path to do so. For Kasich, it's mathematically impossible.
Senator, it has been such a unique year, and it is fascinating, honestly, to talk about some of these uniquenesses that undoubtedly will be studied in political science classes regardless of the outcome in the future. But in our final moments here, what would you like the folks in Utah to know as they go to the polls, especially about you? And it's interesting, I've asked some of our listeners to participate, and federal land issues, obviously, is a hot topic with them. And one person said, you know, we appreciate the Judeo-Christian message that Cruz brings to his campaign and in his speeches, but what about for those of us that are perhaps agnostic, or those that are atheist, or non-traditional believers who are not Judeo-Christian?
Well, you know, one of the great things about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is it protects everyone's liberty, regardless of who you are. So when it comes to religious liberty, yes, that protects the rights of Christians and Jews, but it also protects the rights of Muslims, it protects the rights of atheists, it protects the rights of everybody. And I've spent my entire life fighting to defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, as has Utah Senator Mike Lee, who is a dear friend, who is supporting me and campaigning with me. And the Bill of Rights protects everyone's freedom. But, you know, I'll say beyond that, my number one priority in the Senate and my number one priority as president is jobs and economic growth. We've been trapped in stagnation for 7 years under Barack Obama. And if I'm elected president, we'll repeal every word of Obamacare. We will pass a simple flat tax and abolish the IRS. We'll pull back federal regulations that are strangling small businesses. And the effect of all of that is we will see millions upon millions of high-paying jobs. We'll see wages finally rising again. We'll see young people coming out of school with 2, 3, 4, 5 job opportunities. And economic growth and jobs benefits everyone. And a final point, you mentioned federal lands. There is no reason the federal government should be the largest landlord in America. Far too much of Utah is owned and controlled by the federal government, kept out of the hands of the people of Utah. As president, I intend to fight to transfer that land back to the states, and even better, back to the people. And I'll point out, that's an issue on which Donald Trump and I disagree. Donald Trump believes the federal government needs to keep control of all that land. He doesn't trust the people of Utah with your own land. I think it needs to be given back to the people of Utah, and that's what I'll do as president.
Senator, you've been generous with your time today. Thank you so much for joining us. We so look forward to having you and the other candidates, too. This has really been fun for Utah. As you probably know, we're an awfully red state. So some Democrats just totally write us off. Republicans have tended to take us for granted, although they really enjoy landing here and cashing a few checks at the ATM in Utah. And we really appreciate being somewhat at the epicenter of this year's campaign, and we appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you, Doug. Utah has a big voice. And if you want to come out and see us tomorrow, you can go to our website. It's tedcruz.org, tedcruz.org. We've got two stops in Draper and Provo. Would love to see you tomorrow. Again, tedcruz.org. Thank you. God bless you. And please, please, please come out and vote on Tuesday.
Senator, thank you for joining us here on the Doug Wright Show. And those locations again, Saturday at the American Preparatory Academy. That's at about 120th South Lone Peak Parkway in Draper. And then also there will be the gathering down in Utah County at Provo High School. And that will be at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon with Senator Cruz, Senator Lee, and also Carly Fiorina will be there. And that's at Provo High School at 2 p.m. So my thanks to Senator Cruz, who everybody has been very, very accommodating, and I appreciate it. Bernie